Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody get up.
Another edition of Hazel with her cup of tea. Today's tea of choice is black and orange pekao with a splash of milk served in a turtle-inspired cup. Today we shall be talking about the joys and laughter of living and life in the USA. as in a English person coming from England to live over here. This is in addition to their Hazel Runs Her Mouth show, which is full of cussing and brass words, whereas over here we're full of niceness, giggles, and laughter. We shall be dancing on fluffy clouds, playing with unicorns, and sprinkling glitter. Ah, screw that, I'll just be me. I heard my voice pretending to be that. That's like cutesy cutesy little girl. I'm so far from cutesy cutesy. Okay, everybody, welcome to another edition of, well, the first actual edition of the daytime show, Hazel and Her Tea. Thought we'd call it Hazel and Her Tea for obvious reasons. I drink too much damn tea. Don't you dare agree. Don't you dare nod your head, Archon Jones. I see you over there nodding your head. I don't. There is never enough tea. You cannot drink too much tea or too much coffee, apparently. Oh, no, I'm not a big coffee lover. I have to crave coffee. But McDonald's vanilla iced coffees, it has to be said, they are pretty much the best. So, Friday morning, we've made it to the weekend. Woo, woo! Let's party. See, my idea of partying up on the weekend is actually having dinner a little bit later than 5:30 and not having to wake up the following morning. Gone are the days of, yep, get dressed up, take your wages, and go get dressed up.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, you've got to admit, it is nice, you know, to go out. We do enjoy going out from time to time when we can. But it is actually has that wonderful, nice feeling of being able to be comfortable in your own home and all that good stuff. So with that being said, downtown Milwaukee tonight, Turnbull, Ring of Honor is in town. I'm sure that there'll be mischief and mayhem down there. Some of our wrestling friends will be down there, especially Eric. Oh, you going? I totally forgot. You got your ticket then. Well, I'll be damned. And what am I supposed to do tonight?
I'm just trying to look out the
way. Well, Mother Trucker on a humper. Why, if you're going to flipping see Ring of Honor, what am I doing tonight? You're leaving me with the crazies. You're leaving me with crazy people, and that scares me. Don't be shaking your head. It does scare me. Damn strange people. Anyhow, on that note, I have no clue what we were going to talk about on today's show other than life itself. Now, for those of you who actually pay attention to my Facebook page, which probably isn't many people, there is that one thing that we're dealing with in regards to our mail.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 35th and... where did I say it was? When the mailman got mugged, 35th and...
I think it was 35th and Capitol.
Yeah, 35th and Capitol, which is way, way on the north side from us. A mailman got mugged while delivering
the
mail. Yeah, blame Roosevelt for that one. And because of that, the mail has changed its views on where it is, where mail's going to be delivered. There is a dude. How the heck is he up there? We got a gas station next to us, and I can see a man nearly on the... the heck is he on a ladder or something? Oh, he's in one of those little crane things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wonder what the heck was going on for a minute. Oh, that scared the life out of me. We got a gas station next to us, and there was a dude, and like I could see this dude standing on this ledge thing, but he's in one of those little crane cut things that make you go up and down. Oh, I thought we were going to have a jumper outside. Oh, my heart was pounding. I didn't know where my camera was to take photos. Ooh. But anyway, back to our mail situation. The whole mailman thing is that where our house is, it's like recessed back. And he doesn't want to deliver, you know, the mail back here because he's scared that it'll get mugged or attacked or something. So he had to go to the front building. Now the people who are in the single family front building are pissed off that it's on their building and want it removed back here. So now I've got this whole thing of now what's going to happen with our mail and packages and stuff. Because, as you know, Ray, I get a lot of parcels from home, which I'm now telling my mum and my aunt and my family to send them to our P.O. box again.
and to friends who send me stuff to send it to our PO box. Because of our concern, I know our regular letter mail will get here, but I've also got school books arriving. My aunt sent a bunch of packages that are due here, so did my mom. And I'm concerned now, am I going to receive them or are they going to get sent back, that whole thing. But, you know, hopefully, you know, it will get sorted and, you know, things will be good because it's just, you know, it's just crazy. Now, I'm going to play a quick song and then I will be back because I have a couple of people wanting a phone number to call in to listen. So, let me find a song, let me find a song. Here we go. I'll be back. Tuning in right now who haven't had the beauty of listening to my show before. So this is a quick shout out to somebody who is trying to make really huge changes in the baby loss community. She has got on a fabulous auction right now trying to raise money to help her set up the very, very first baby loss bereavement group in Joplin, where she lives. I think that's Missouri. Am I right? Please tell me I'm right. Joplin's in Missouri.
What's in Missouri?
Joplin. That's Missouri, isn't it? I apologize if I got where you live wrong, Dawn, but I'm blonde, okay? Bear with me. We all know I'm crazy. I haven't had enough tea this morning. The unicorns left Skittle messes everywhere, so you know how it goes. But she is an amazing, amazing woman. I have never met such a more kind-hearted woman than Dawn. She is a baby loss mama as well. like many of us, instead of her grief eating away at her, which I know as a baby loss mama myself, that there are days where it's very, very hard for her. She's trying to do something good and trying to help people in her community, and I'm so extremely proud of her for doing this. It's not an easy thing, and, you know, you have to face your own grief when dealing with other people with their grief. But she's willing to put all that aside and see the better things that can come out of it. And she's, as I say, she's got this fantastic auction going on right now with some phenomenal items. I am hoping and praying, fingers crossed, that I can get the cup that's in there with the mummy of an angel written on the front of it, and that she made herself. Her crafting skills, I could spend like about 3 hours talking about her amazing crafts and everything as well. This is a huge shout out to Dawn. We're so proud of you. I'm sure I speak on behalf of everybody in the baby loss community. So we're so proud of you for taking what could have been, which I'm, I say could have been, is the most hardest time of your life, and, you know, taking it and turning it into something phenomenal. You are, like, truly amazing, and we're sending you all our love, and we're going to pray that you manage to get your money all together, that this fundraiser raises a small fortune for you so you can get out there. You know everybody is behind you, and big love and so many good wishes coming your way. We want you to succeed. So now, with that being said, we are going to move on to something, you know, how should we say, it's kind of controversial, but it's not controversial. And to Ariel, I know she's listening. This show is going to happen every Friday for an hour and a half. And then I also have my Hazel Runs Her Mouth on Wednesday evenings as well, because I've got people who can only listen at the night time. So there'll be 2 shows each week. But we're going to go on to something that a lot of people, you know, look down other people for getting, and that's government assistance. When it comes to government assistance, there, to me, that there's 2 types of people in this world. And you can all disagree with me. That's like, you know, I'm not going to be offended. But the two different, to me, there's 2 different people when it comes to government assistance. There are those who just want government assistance because they won't get up off their ass and do anything. They just want everybody else to pay for them, and they believe the world owes them a living because they're here. Then there are those who have government assistance to help supplement their income. I can speak on behalf, and I have no problem coming out and stating this. We get government assistance in regards to medical coverage and to food stamps. But on top of that, AJ's in school and working. I work, even though I work from home, as many of you know, I look after my friend's son so she can go out of the, her house to work. But that pays my rent and my bills. So I'm working. Our incomes combined are still what is considered below what the state of Wisconsin deems enough to live on. So because of that, we get food stamps, and we only get medical coverage for Robert. AJ isn't eligible, and I'm not eligible because we're not married. Second reason I'm not eligible is because I'm not a citizen. I got told, which it makes me laugh, that if I was here illegally, I could get housing assistance, I could get rent assistance, I could get medical coverage and all that stuff. But because I choose to do things the right way, I'm not entitled to medical coverage. I get my medical coverage from different hospitals and everything that in regards to treatments for certain things. So, you know, I do get myself covered, but I have had horrendous, horrendous medical bills in the past. Totaling at one point, it was totally like $50,000, but that was after a surgery I had. But that's all sorted out now. Now, the one thing that it has to be said is that it's not anything to be ashamed of if you do need help. Everybody needs some help time and time again. But what gets me is when people are frowned upon and looked down on for certain things. for example, I know people who say, well, if you can afford to get your nails done and if you can afford to have a really good cell phone, you don't need government assistance. Well, what people fail to realize is that a lot of times when it comes to cell phones and stuff, my cell phones pretty much were handed down to me. I got AJ's old one. My old brand new cell phone was on sale for $24.99 on Amazon on a sale, and it's still a really rinky-dink thing. It's not a flashy iPhone or anything. It looks actually a bit like one of the original Blackberries. You know, and it's a pay-as-you-go phone. Everybody in our home has a pay-as-you-go phone. None of us are under contract. They're pay-as-you-go phones. If we don't have the money to put the minutes stay off. Simple as that. Robert has a Galaxy phone, but in regards to that came out of our tax return, and because of how our situation last year, which a lot of my friends know from us being homeless and everything, his birthday got really, really screwed up. This past Christmas was, for me, it was very hard because we weren't able to do what we wanted to do for Robert. We only had, I would say, like $25, $30 that we had able to spend on him. We applied for help from a couple of other places and were turned down. We were actually part of an online Christmas help, and that even didn't work out very good, mainly because the person who ended up with Robert's name got everything that would fit AJ, and I am not joking. AJ ended up with most of those items, so it was very hard for Robert for Christmas. So in my tax return, we decided that we were going to help Robert out and get him a couple of things that, you know, to make up for, you know, he was 13 last year, and where we were staying, the person completely ruined his 13th birthday. She screamed and shouted at him and two of his friends who he had over for his birthday. Because of her mouth, his birthday cake got ruined. Instead of having the one that I wanted, it ended up being carved. And, you know, everything was turned into her, so she ruined his birthday. She was also the same thing when it came to Father's Day. She ruined Father's Day and made it into her. She ruined Matthew's first day anniversary, which for me was, I have a very hard time with. I needed that day to be surrounded by people who, you know, loved and cared for me, and in the end, it was ruined. It was completely, completely ruined. And I didn't say much of it online as to why it got ruined. But I'll have to explain another time because I will get really angry in about 2 seconds flat and start screaming and shouting. And this is... I'll really diverse off the subject. So for me, being able to give Robert, when my tax return came in, what he needed was something I wanted to do. But not everybody who, you know, receives government assistance is, you know, sat at home doing nothing. You know, they are working. Times are just so hard right now. Job situation is terrible where we are in Milwaukee. There are jobs there, don't get me wrong. But you have to either be on the lowest of the totem pole to get in, or places are just, you know, looking for people who, they can be picky. That's what I'm trying to say, they can be picky. So people are going for government assistance and getting government help just so that they can get by, they can live day to day. There's nothing wrong with it. And as long as, in my mind, as long as you're not using it to say, well, I don't have to work now, I've got this and I've got that, you know, it's to help supplement your income, not take over your income. And then, you know, when people give others a hard time for it, that's what totally disgusts me. And I am not joking. I get really, really annoyed with people who are saying, well, you've got this and you've got that and, you know, you've got this and why are you doing that? And to me, it's like, really, people? You know, I don't. I just get really annoyed with people for doing that, because some people just need that little bit of extra help. That's all it is, a little bit of extra help. And if you're going to stand in judgment and look down your nose, then I pray to God that, you know, when your time comes when you need help, if you ever do, that people don't treat you as cruelly as perhaps you treat others. So that's all I have to say on that matter. Yeah. Give me a hard time. Well, yeah, that's pretty much true. Let's get down to it. Some people really suck large sweaty testicles covered in hair. And that's all there is to it. And the thing is, me and a certain friend of ours know somebody who probably would enjoy sucking large hairy testicles because she's a hoe. But that's a whole different story for a different day. That's a Wednesday night topic. Hoes and sweaty testicles. So I can get a nice slurp of tea, even though my son is not listening because he's in school, I'm going to play one of my son's favorite songs. And me and AJ call it the poop song, because we swear it sounds like the beat, part of the beat behind it sounds like poop dropping into water. Do not ask us how we discuss these things. So I will be back after a cup of tea and some chocolate.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model chin. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi, and the suicide doors, Arikari. Look at me now, look at me now, oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker, little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm feeling every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cup your chick, if you with it, I can get it, and she accidentally took it all on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick, I ain't really mean to say oh my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to me, I'm done.
Hell Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away, better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me, go! Just know that you will never pop me, and I know that I could be a little cocky.
Go!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go in, then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul, a nigga better call a rap, and everybody know my style, and niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this, and I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging the east, and I'm banging in the west, and I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race, and you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace, and we struggling and hustling and set it and get it, and we always gotta do it, take it to another place, gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to beat at the top of the throne, but I know I gotta have it, have it.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the ball, man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance, I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges, I don't eat sushi, I'm the shit, no, I'm pollution, no substitution, got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi, pussy juice, and I never give a fuck about a hater, got money on my radar, dressed like a skater, got a big house, came with an elevator, you niggas ain't eating, fuck it, tell a waiter, Marley say shoot him, and I said, okay, if you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay, I don't care what you say, so don't even speak, your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil, that's word to my flag, and my flag red, I'm out of my head, bitch, I'm out of my mind, from the bottom I climb, you ain't hotter than mine, nope, not on my time, and I'm not even trying, what's poppin', slime, nothing five, nip they trippin', fuck on five, I ain't got no time to shuck and jive, these niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie, so I can spice on a private flight, bitch, I've been tight, and got in life, and my pocket's right, and my diamond's right, and my mama's nice, and my daddy's dead, you faggot scared, cause I'm too wild, been here for a while, I was like, fuck trial, I put it down, I'm so young, money, if you got eyes, look at me now, bitch, look at me now,
look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
And we are back. Now, gonna drop it down a little bit because there is two little people who I love dearly, who I miss tremendously. And one of them is a beautiful little girl called Ellie, and the other one is my buddy Trustin. Now, me and Trustin, we're train people. We play trains at the swimming pool. I saw him ride trains at the mall. And I even got a special app on my Kindle just for him when he comes to visit next for trains. So, Trustin, this is your Auntie Hazel. I miss you very, very much. And I can't wait until you can come back and visit so you can play with the doggies. Because the doggies miss you too. And Robert misses you as well. Now, I know you told your mommy you wanted me to play a special song. So I'm going to play a song just for you, okay? I'm sending you big hugs, lots of love and kisses, and I miss you bunches, okay? Love you bunches, Pooh Bear. TC, and I can't wait until you guys come back into town so we can have lots more fun and adventures and buy out Disney Store again. Now, I'm slurping away here on a wonderful cup of tea while Steve Wilkos is on TV. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but my weekday mornings, if I don't get my infusion of Steve Wilkos, you know, the whole world comes to a standstill. We need to have Steve just so that everybody can go, and then pray that the security guards don't get in the way of any fights. I'm sorry, this is like as close to drama as I want to get. And it's hilarious. But today's actually pretty serious. It's like who intentionally broke this baby's arm. A little baby had their arm broken and everybody's blaming the wife of someone. And yeah. But that actually brings me on to another topic. There's been a lot of things that I've seen lately in regards to kids getting hurt and parents covering up for, you know, a lot of things. And I don't know what type, AJ, maybe you can answer this. Well, hopefully you don't know why, but give me your thoughts on this. What do you think actually leads somebody to get so angry at a child that they would hurt them? I understand you get in stressful situations, but you know with me, there have been times where Robert has driven me completely insane. But what do? I walk away from it, and it's like, you know what, I've got to walk away. Why do you think that people just do that? Why do they go that far as to hurt a child? I personally don't get it.
Well, do you mean like just give them like a butt whooping? Or
No. There's a whole different thing. To me, I'm one of the few people who agrees that there are times when kids get a butt whooping. And it will take a lot. For me, when like Robert got spanked when he was little, it would take a lot for me to get to that point. But I'm on about seriously hurt a child. Like, we've got this people on TV who a baby's arm was deliberately broken. You hear about people getting so angry that they, you know, punch their kids, or, you know, they burn them with cigarettes. Why do you think people do that?
They have no patience. Their patience level is just like very, very low. And just like, especially if they're young. Because, you know, like, young people who have kids, some of them, well, most of them do not have patience, like, none at all.
Yeah, you could be right.
And, like, they feel like it's not that they're trapped.
But then my thing is this, is like, if you feel you're in that situation where you are trapped and everything, one, don't make a freaking kid. Simple as that. There are so many forms of contraception out there, and if you really must have sex, ask, for God's sake, if you're a woman, get on your knees, and if you're a man, just pressure her a little bit more for a head. Because seriously, you know, there are so many kids who are getting hurt, and, you know, we see it all the time, and it's just heartbreaking. Especially, I'm going back to, you know, the situation that we're in and a lot of my friends are in. And the fact that we want our families, we want our kids, you know, and then you see these low-life mother truckers, see, I'm being polite because it's daytime and I know there's a little kid listening, who abuse their kids and hurt them and everything, when all we want is to cuddle our child and have our baby back, you know. And there's, I know, there's people who just, like, drop their pants and look at somebody else, they get pregnant and then they have this kid, and it's either, oh, now I can get child support from the baby's daddy, or it's like everybody else can look after this kid for me, and they don't really want that child. And, you know, it just makes me really sad that there's so many kids out there. And now they've brought in this thing that there are certain places where you can have a third term abortion. Which is basically when, it's called a third term, it's like third trimester, like the last couple of months of being pregnant. Some places are now saying that you can abort that child then. I'm sorry, I don't agree with abortion at the best of times, let alone when you're that far pregnant. And there was even one state that was saying that they would be willing to, when a mother has her child, that she can have a afterbirth abortion, which basically means that that baby is killed when it's born. I am so beyond disgusted when I read that. My anger levels just went through the freaking roof, because that to me is wrong. But I need to get this back to a happy place, because, you know, I don't understand people's mentality around that. And my grandma, may she rest in peace, bless her heart, I love her bunch, she was a foster mum, and she was what they would call an emergency placed foster mum. She would take the kids who were abused and were taken away right away, or, many other different ways. And she had some beautiful little kids, and I remember I was 8 years old when she started fostering. And the little kitties that she had, oh my gosh, there was one that she had that was really, really, it was really, really, actually, yeah, hold on, pass me that phone, we're going to do this phone conversation on the radio. Hold on. Maybe you've got to be quiet, okay? Hello? Hi. That was yesterday, wasn't it? I totally forgot because we had the water heater being replaced. Yeah, that would be fine. Drop them off after because I've got some errands to run and I'm not going to be back until about 4. So I've got to take David to pick up some stuff with his ears or something. Because Jordan needs to have somebody with him. And Janelle and her family are going out for dinner for Chris. So I am making chops and all that good stuff for me and David and Dawn. So, but yeah, just give me a shout. All right. Bye. Satan called. I couldn't get press the button so that everybody could hear. That was actually Robert's dad. This will be cool. This is like call number one of how many during the course of the day? About 3 or 4.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. I try my hardest to be polite to that man, but there are times when my temper just doesn't. Can you turn that down? But anywho, we're going to play another brief song and we will be back shortly. Let me find a really good one. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to play this one again. This is for AJ. I played it the other night because when I met AJ, it was not long after Robert's dad had gone to jail. And AJ became such a big part of mine and Robert's life. And as they truly say, sometimes you fall in love with your best friend. Well, I totally did. And as you all now know, we're getting married in December and all that good stuff. So this is for my chocolate thunder, my snuggle bunny bear, my handsome chocolate love muffin, and all that good stuff. And he's not paying any attention to me whatsoever. I think he's choosing to ignore me. But this is for him.
Hugged and beautiful words. You were looking for your friend. Welcome to Nellyville, where all newborns get a half a meal. Sons get to Danville soon as they can reach the wheel. And daughters get diamonds the size of the age. Yeah, 1 year get one third, 2 years get two sons.
She just moved right up the back of me. She got the hunch for me to find it in my little scene. Oh no, no, she got a man and a son though. Oh, but not so fair, cause I wait for my cue and just let her play my position like a show star. Pick up everything, mommy, hitting and in no time. I better make this with him mine. I'm not for sure, but I never been the type to break up a happy home. But it's something about baby girl, I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said,
you don't know what you mean to
come
me.
On. Looking, I never say a word. I know how niggas start acting trippin' out here about the girl. No way, hey, now they gon' fight over no day. Hey, as you can see, but I like your speed, your style, your whole demeanor. The way you come through and holler and swoop me in. Now that's gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you forget it, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave them. But you and Dirty got ties for different reasons. I respect that. Before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you mean to me.
No.
That into a couple of songs and have a good time over it. I really am at a loss as to what to talk about.
Steve Wilkos.
I've actually paused the Steve Wilkos show, rewound it to the beginning so I can watch it when I'm done talking to my peeps.
He likes to throw chairs.
He does like to throw chairs, but I can honestly say I can see where that's enjoyable. Because there are times where nothing makes you feel more better than taking something and throwing it or smashing it. Let's be perfectly honest. Is there satisfaction sometimes when you are angry in just smashing something?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, you should hope. You should know better than that.
Yeah, but, you know, it happens.
He didn't do it when he was security on the Jerry Springer show.
No, that's because he was able to fill up strippers as they went crazy. So, okay, well, as we spoke about strippers, what's the best thing about strip clubs? Chicken wings! Yes! Why is it that strip clubs have the best chicken wings?
I don't know.
They do, though. Silk has amazing chicken wings. On the Border has amazing chicken wings. I'm really not going to reveal how I know that those two strip clubs here in Milwaukee have good chicken wings.
Yeah, I could have told you that. And at least like some of them have breakfast. Too.
Yep.
And
yep.
But, that means
you need to walk. Yeah. Speaking of lunch, like, it is coming up for lunchtime here in Central Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's a little bit past lunch. If you're a Pacific time, you've got a couple of hours yet, so stop being greedy. But what would be your ideal lunch?
Oh, God,
my stomach's growling right now, and in a minute we're going to have a growl. It's going to come out on the radio, so you're going to hear... But what to you would be a really... If you could have your perfect lunch, what would it be? For me, I could tell you right now. Excuse me. See, I haven't even eaten in a number of things.
One of you has a burp snort.
I cannot do the burp stuff. You're closer. For anybody who doesn't know, if you watch Grown Ups 2, the burp stuff is where you burp, sneeze, and fart all at the same time. I'm actually concerned, though, because being a woman who is overweight and who has had kids, it might actually also involve peeing yourself. Because if you burp, sneeze and fart all at the same time, especially women can tell you when you see. So sometimes you have a little tinkle moment.
Hmm.
So I might actually have a little tinkle moment at the same time.
Ooh.
But no, as we go back, my perfect, actually, if I could choose to have this, it would either be a dinner or a lunch, is one of my aunt's Sunday roast dinners. Oh my God. They are just so heavenly. She is an amazing cook. Unlike my mum who burns salad. But, and I'm not joking, I will tell you the story of the burnt salad. We in the summer back in England, my parents were very health conscious and everything, and we would have salads a lot for dinner. And my mum loves these tiny little new potatoes, but she likes them warm on her salad. So she picked up her plate with her entire salad and put it in the microwave without thinking. And microwave the salad. I have never seen microwave lettuce before. The cheese melted everywhere. The egg that was on it can't even remember. The tomatoes exploded. Cucumber is an experience when it's reheated in the microwave. But on the plus side, at least the potatoes were hot. That's the main thing. And, you know, but I honestly say my aunt's food, her cooking is just out of this world. I love it so much, and I miss it so much. It has been 15 years. If she comes back over here to visit, I'm getting her in the kitchen. I'm making her cook me a Sunday dinner. It'll be like, yeah, welcome to Milwaukee, Auntie. Can you come and cook me dinner, please? So, I mean, her food is just amazing, absolutely amazing. But for you, what would it be, AJ? If you could have anything for lunch, what would be a dream lunch for you?
Brunch, like something breakfast and a little bit of lunch, mostly breakfast.
Yeah, because you really like that one thing that I do, which is, this is a really good recipe if you want to do for people, and it's something you can do in a slow cooker, you can bake it in the oven, you get a pack of shredded hash browns and put it in an oven-proof dish. You then get 6 eggs, make them into a scrambled egg mix, beat them up and pour it over the hash browns. Then you can either add sausage or bacon or both. Mix all that in and then cover it with cheese. Bake it in the oven for about an hour, and I normally do that for us for like a dinner, and you can serve it with like toast store, whatever you want, and it is out of this world. It's so easy. It's just, you do it, you forget it. It is wonderful, and that is actually one of AJ's favorites, it has to be said. But you know what? As I'm running out of things to say, we're going to cut this short at 12. If you're in Milwaukee, go downtown to Turner Hall to watch Ring of Honor Wrestling. AJ will be there. Look for the extremely sexy, handsome, irresistible black man. But make sure that it is AJ first before you go up and say, tell Hazel I said hi. I will be around on Facebook as always. I have no life. I'm boring. But I will be going out shopping later. So
there you go.
I've got some things to pick up. And I will catch you all very, very soon. Remember, Wednesday night, Hazel runs her mouth. Fridays, I will be here every Friday morning for a little bit of fun and laughter. Until you see me again, this is me saying I love you all and catch you soon.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning.
Thank you.